Hello and welcome to the Virtual Voices Podcast. I'm your host, Bleach Freaks, and today I'm here with Logix. Logix is one of my really good friends. I've known them for a while, and I mean for like a while. In the right.
Bro, why are you being weird?
You know, listen, this podcast is being in the metaverse, so I think it's so cringe. But anyway, I hope you guys really enjoyed this. Please, if you have not yet checked out their podcast, please do, because we're about to be in this bitch. I wanted to say something else, but that didn't really work out as I wanted. I'm a nerd.
Aren't we all nerd? We play
bro,
fucking VR chat,
dude. Nerds, dude. Like, if you're not in this game with a nerd, bro, just get out of here. If you're not a nerd, get out. Unless you're an e-boy, then. But get out of here. Just kidding. Are you an e-boy?
No. I would not consider myself one.
Wait, so question. Sure. Do we have, like, the same eyes? Like, are we, like... Are we, like, something related?
Dude, I have no idea.
You know, we might need to figure that out. Tonight, right now.
Tonight?
All right, bro. Tonight. Fox on Bleach Streaks News. Let's do this. All right, bro. How you been? I haven't spoken to you for a little bit. How you been?
You've been busy. Good. I'm chilling.
Yeah, dude.
Working on the Voltage Project. Still Voltage. DJing here and there.
Let's go. How's that DJ life going, treating you? You like it?
It's a lot better, yeah, for sure. Definitely after, let's see, what, a year and a half now, almost, of doing this?
A year and a half? God, bro.
Close.
I have known you for a fat minute when we got a chance to meet up with that one location. I don't know. You remember what it was? What was that first location we met at?
Oh, you know what? We met at Hikari's birthday at Diesel Works in the outside area where all the cargo was.
We did.
Yeah, that's where it was.
We did. Oh my god. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, it was late.
That's insane.
It was like 2 a.m. in the morning, dude.
Oh my god. Were we both like drunk or something? Or we were just like chilling? I think
we were, yeah, because it was pretty late into the night. I think the after party DJ was on, something like that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were talking to Buncha, and I think that's why we met.
Oh my god. I actually remember that. Holy shit. Like, that, I remember that birthday party. Just, geez. Like, we just had a moment there, too. We were just, like, headbanging and everything, dude. That's awesome. So, let me ask you this. Where did we meet up first? So, if that birthday was the time when we hung out together, when was the first time we actually hung out the first time?
You know what? I can just show you. We can go there right now.
Oh. Oh shit. Okay. I guess we're doing this, dude.
I'm gonna take you there.
You're gonna take me there. All right, guys. We're gonna go have a fun time in the portal to go check out this world, because this is where the virtual voices actually met Logix and I, Bleach Streaks. We'll see you guys in a second.
We can always turn on the lights.
Logix, where are you?
I'm right over here.
Whoa. What the fuck, dude? Holy shit.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, where the fuck are we, dude?
We are in the boiler room, dude.
Yo. Show me the place?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Dude, is this your event place? Is this your world?
Yeah, I host events here occasionally, maybe every other week or so.
Oh my god, this is insane, dude.
Thank you.
Something that I remember when I was a little VR chat individual when I never really experienced the world like this, because it was underground. This is like probably one of the few of when I first experienced an underground world, underground like rave of world, because
yeah,
this world brought a lot of memories too. And I think I don't remember who was playing, but I know that like when I was here, this was when at the time when Iron Biscuit made that under remember that world, the skating ground world, where you had to like jump from the, that was kind of when the time
Ska Club,
yeah, that was kind of where the time what that was. And this was kind of the, I don't know, I all I can say is this world was kind of when it started, when I first knew about clubs. And this was one of the unique clubs that like I got a lot of connections from, and I just started understanding what the underground scene was. Kind of led me into this whole scenery of this stuff, and I thought it was really interesting. But yeah, like how long have you been hosting clubs for?
Let's see, almost a year now. I originally started in a different venue hosting techno for a couple months, and then eventually I ended up joining this place and been doing it since, and now I run it.
Oh man, do you expect what you wanted from running clubs, or were you just, you know, like, are you a DJ as well?
Yeah, I am. I do DJ occasionally.
Okay, let me ask you this. Which one did you start first?
I started DJing first. I didn't know anything about clubs whatsoever. Okay. I just found out they existed. I ended up picking it up because I stay musically inclined throughout my life, so I tend to pick up anything music related.
Gotcha. Okay. So let me ask you this first question is, where did it start by you making music?
Just mixing music, hearing all these cool sounds and just people going nuts for it. And I'm like, damn, I want people to go nuts for my music. I actually started producing music not too long after I started DJing. So no, I mean, I've composed classical pieces in the past, but those are long gone. I have no idea where any of that stuff is at this point.
Got you. This is where it started, I'm guessing, right? Where you led your opportunities.
I've actually been playing VR chat for about 2-3 years now. I didn't find out about this until late 2021-ish.
Okay. What were you doing before that?
Just hanging out with friends on the weekends, doing a bunch of world hopping, stuff like that. I mean, I still do that, but this is kind of what VR chat has turned into for me. Just, you know, a place where I can enjoy music, especially living in an area that's very rural in a way, mm-hmm. and doesn't offer, you know, the type of music that I would go for. This is the next best thing.
Got you. Okay. So I'm going to ask you this. In the virtual reality state of mind of becoming a chill hangout mirror dweller, not really you, but just hanging out as like you were just chilling and stuff, but nothing happened. But what brought you this spark of like, oh, now I want to go to DJ clubs? Where did you start?
So I actually went to day one of Slyfest 2021. It was very late in the night. I want to say it was like the last couple DJs were playing that day. And there was a group of these Rexes at the front
Rexes
of the spawn area, like when you, because you know that one was like a resort type place. So
oh yeah,
like
I remember you, that. Like, I remember that. That was steps, a fun one.
Yeah, there was these like 2-3 guys surrounding their one friend who was just like passed out on the floor, and they were trying to get him out. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And one of the guys that was there happened. His name is Fetus Grinder. Very of course. Cool dude. Love the guy to death.
Yes, Fetus Grinder. Oh my god, such a good homie. Really good homie.
Yeah, he is. He's actually the one who introduced me to all this stuff and helped me learn that there's more to the music scene in this game than just, you know, the live acts that I've seen in the past and
all
Sly
the
Fest.
Memes was, and all the jokes. I yeah. understand that, dude. That's so cool seeing that somebody that is, he's not part of the rave scene. But I usually think of raves as like hangout sessions, and potentially I would want to bring him to the podcast because that was also part of someone that I really trusted and really had a moment that rock music is also something that get people pumping, and also his music was really hyped too, so potentially.
Yeah,
but yeah, like Fetus Grinder, I've known them for a while, and you know, it was pretty sick to see that, like hearing that from somebody that is getting started in the DJ scene. And when they found out that they were looking for opportunities, so Slyfest was the first, and then you led yourself to another. That's pretty interesting to see that, much. Like how that kind of led to it. So where, as a world creator, did you have this inspiration of creating this whole world, or like making this world with someone, or getting helped by?
So I don't actually make worlds. I have a guy that makes the worlds. His name is Banana Bread.
Banana Bread.
So to give a little backstory, before I ended up becoming the owner, or one of the owners of Voltage, there's two of us. I was just a staff member, and then the original owner decided to step down and move on with other things. And so I decided to take over. We took a small break to recreate a new map, do something within my vision that I think I would be appreciative of. And we came up with this. I wanted, they actually took my, oh boy, I think right now they actually took my words too literal when I said I wanted a boiler room style venue. They literally put us,
they literally took this place and made this into the boiler room venue. Well, yeah, it kind of goes to show you that they literally wanted to make something actually like this. So it's pretty insane of how detailed this place is, because you know, like I feel like I would actually go to somewhere like this, and I feel like of how this is, it's just, it's really cool to see that, like how this was. I feel like this is like a, this is like something you don't really see a lot either, from like a whole bunch of speakers to like,
no,
you know, like, you know, it's very tech, it's like an underground cyberpunk like look, because you have the spinning wheel, you have the logo, and then you have like the neon decks, and it looks like very looks very futuristic. If this was like a world of, if you were like trapped and the only way to do this is like listen to music, you know, like this is the only way how to do it. But no, this world does give a lot of like a lot of detail to this too, and I really appreciate the fact that like this is one of the worlds I really got inspired by, like just seeing how much design work is coming to this. So
yeah, so this world was actually made from scratch. Everything here is custom made, and this, every piece was made by the world creator. For as far as I know, you good? Oh, hey,
I'm good. I popped up. I'm okay. No, that's awesome. And you know, appreciate for the world creators that made this world, because you know, it wasn't for them, it would have never been literally something that you wanted. And that's what's really interesting, is a lot of world creators, you know, shout out to them, they're always definitely trying to find a unique fit for themselves, to feel like, you know, every world wants to be different. And every world wants to feel like it's unique. Either it has to be real or fake. But you know, at the end of the day, we're here trying to create something that no one would ever want to see. And creating this unique venue is something that you're proud of. And you know, like, hey, those are some people that brought you something that, if they want you to create something that's what you want, they're gonna make something from what you want. And that's what people like those guys are really like making this possible, because they cared about your opinion of what you wanted to create. And you know, look at this, you made something that's really unique to people. And you know, I'm pretty sure every venue you go to, it's always another person being like, wow, this whole venue is fucking nuts. And it just thralls people to see that, like, you have this, like, You told them to make it, but also it's by you, from what you wanted to get from your eyes. And they were like blown away of like how really, really sick this world is.
Yeah,
it's really sick. I you know what I can see too, just by looking at this angle, is there is the logo of the lights, and your logo and shit. That's so sick. I didn't realize that until now. It's really interesting.
There's a small detail. Let's just put it there. You really have to be here after hours when I turn on the lights to see that, but otherwise you're probably never going to see that.
Yeah, that's something that really fits in the aesthetic of this world, is just seeing these little minor details can really mean something. Because you know, from secrets of like maybe a new world's coming in, from like maybe something people will kind of put in, or something in the logo that will be part of the world, that, well, Logix is here, and a lot of DJs and a lot of worlds will implement something that's really unique, just like that, as a logo. And I think that's really sick to like to have that as the aesthetic of that too, because some people would just freak out and be like, oh my god, there's the logo, I never saw that, you know.
Yeah.
But like, you know, from where you're at now, how long did it take you as a DJ to get where you're from this? You said from 2021? 2020?
Yeah, from 2021, yeah.
And from the journey of how that was, where did you start with? I know it was Fetus Grinder, but when you started bringing your creativity to this, did you think that you were going to be good at what you were doing?
Actually, there was a lot of frustration in the beginning. I kind of just threw myself out there. I just had a bunch of music that I wanted to try mixing together. I just tried to do pop-ups and stuff, and they just never went well. And eventually something caught on. I'm not exactly sure when, but it did eventually catch on with me, and I've been just working on trying to improve that since, more and more. And I actually made a New Year's resolution for me, beginning of end of 2021. And I said I wanted to make 2022 the year that I explore the genres, and figure out what I like and kind of roll with that. And it's an ever changing thing as well. So I don't stick to one thing normally. People are more than free to ask me to play something specific if that's what they would like. But other than that, I usually just do what I feel in the very moment.
I feel that too. I've especially having an ADHD brain like mine, I can do something, but I'll make anything, you know. You know, mm-hmm. as a designer like me and stuff, I try to create something that's like looks aesthetically pleasing. But no, I get that though. At least you have your variety. You can do anything you want. And you know, the struggle about that is you're really good at what you do, but it's just the type of music that you can create that, like, man, now you have to find all these genres and then now put everything into one, you know, because that's where some people will kind of be like, oh, I just want to do one, kind of stick with one. But then people will be like, wait, you just played a techno set instead of a drum and DJ set. And you're like, yep, because I wanted to, you know. That's where some people will like freak out. But with that point, like, you know what you're good at. So if anyone is asking, you're like, oh yeah, you're willing to put in that. So it's pretty sick to see that like you have all these talents. Also,
yeah,
I'm gonna be, can you do me a favor, can you put your leg like right here and then look this way? I'm gonna look like I'm on this like wall.
My leg?
Yeah, like do this.
Oh yeah,
yeah, there you go. And I'm gonna like look like this, like I'm chilling on the back of the wall. When you first started in VR chat, where did you go from getting to when you started from 2020? Like, how, so 2021, when you
2021.
So when you first started getting into VR chat, what was your like? What was it? How was it? How did you get in? Who brought you in? Or what brought you in?
I'm gonna be real. It was probably all the like the funny meme videos that brought me in originally.
You got in Knuckles
with,
and stuff
with VR chat.
Yeah.
That was back in like 2019, 2020. I actually used to make goofy content back in the day. that's all gone. We don't talk about that. But eventually, mm-hmm. I did get my first headset and I started hanging out. I had an IRL friend who brought me in, and I would hang out with him and his friends for like a good while. And then eventually things got shaky with that group. So when I found the rave scene, it was actually a good time to peace out from them and
move on to something else.
And honestly, it was probably the best decision I ever made.
No, yeah, I definitely get that. You have to really release off, like, if there's negative people in your group, you have to release off to something that you want to achieve, which is your mentality of just healthiness, of bringing the right people to you. And VR rave scenes are definitely the courtesy to making you feel good, because you as a DJ or you as a content creator or creator will feel like you are part of something, like a little family of yours. But that's what kind of resolves around everything, is you have to look at it from other types of perspectives of, if people like you, you know, people like you and they get to know you and understand you, you know, you're going to introduce other people with other individuals. social mm-hmm. platforms make connections, and that's what like brings that connection, is you as an individual. And look where you're at now. You Fetus Grinder brought you into the scene. You know, look where you're at right now, and you're bringing yourself to bigger audiences, and that's what the social platform is we're all here as a unique like group of all these ravers, all these DJs, all these map creators, and you know, all of us just want to have a good time at a pretty sick place that we can never be into in the real world, because we know that whatever we take from this time in the virtual reality scene will never cherish any for a while, you know. So bring in the aspect of just you care about the people that are actually being nice to you, and pretty much the hosts, because they're trying to make everything worth it to, I guess, make this venue happen. And you know, if you don't like the world, what's up?
You want to bring the best possible experience for these people.
Exactly.
Because you know? While all this stuff is, you know, free, we could just do whatever and just, you know, make a box and put a DJ in it.
But. And that's what's insane, is you could literally do that. People would just freak out about it. It's fun. But, you know, that's something. I mean, there's sometimes in my life where like, man, why is this so simple? But why are people getting so into this? Because some people are just that simple. They kind of like it to where like it's a funny meme. It's a joke to where like, wow, this actually works out. Like the bathroom. Like you saw that. Yeah. Like someone DJs in the bathroom and it's like, wow, this looks really like nice. You know, if I went to the bathroom and DJed, I would fucking do it. But you know, like
it's funny, but it goes hard.
It does go hard. It's like, I mean, this place goes hard as hell. But what's also funny is like how the event hosted, and people will have a good time at your event when it's hosted in the right way. And there's times where I like show up to events and I just have a great time. You know, I kind of care about the music more than I do about socializing, but you know what? Sometimes it's switched, and you know, I want to enjoy the socialization and hang out with people that I care about, and also get to know the mob creator, so I know like what I'm getting to know forward in the future about them. So maybe it would be like something like this in a conversation of podcasting. But yeah, I mean like, hey, what time are we at right now? Okay, we're at 32 minutes. Okay, so I'm going to end it off in a second. I'm going to ask you I'm probably just going to end it off here, and then we'll just ask one or two questions and we're good. So can we...
Sure.
After this, can we like go to like where the stands of the DJ? Oh, you probably have to open it too, huh?
Wait, what do you mean?
I might want to end this off here, but then the extra questions I want to do would probably be somewhere else over there. But
if you want to go up there, I'd have to chair you. I'd have to put you in a chair and get you up there because it's whitelisted.
Even where the speakers are?
Yeah. So you can't even hop over that.
Yeah. Then we'll probably go to the DJ deck in a minute. Okay, so let me try to end it off here.
Sure.
Okay, so that's pretty much what I want to bring to the audience, is when they see something like this kind of era of music or era of world creation, they have to look at it from two sides. One, it's the music that brings everyone together, but also it's the people around us, you know, that makes this happen. If you guys do want to know about the rest of our conversation, look at the Patreon link in the description. If you guys want to find out what the rest of this is, especially for Logix, find out.